Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 81. Today is Saturday, August 19, 2017. I am your host, Lita. And joining me over there is my co-host, Niecy. Good morning.
Hello, how are you today?
I am good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Technical difficulties and all.
Yes. Technical difficulties, exactly. So yes, we are live. We are doing a live show. I am in charge of a live show. Scary! Just saying, scary. But... anyway, it's a little bit different to what Stone would normally do. So bear with us, guys, because it is what it is. So we will see how we go. But we do have a guest with us today, and we have got Townie.
Yay!
Hey, Townie.
Hi, hello.
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 What time is it?
Hi. It's just turned midnight.
Thank you for staying up and coming and having a chat with me. It's real with us. We really appreciate it. So it's good to get you on. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself. So the player behind the characters.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's been nice to finally get on there at last. I'm an older player from Southwest England. I'm visually impaired, and I've been it just makes it harder for me to play the game to the full extent. So I'm still playing now, but I don't play it fully. I would have probably given up WoW if it wasn't for the Iron Man Challenge, actually, because I do find it a bit difficult in raids and things like that, where you've got to keep out of the fire and stay away from the edges of drops and things like that. You know, it's pretty tricky. So I find with the Iron Man Challenge, though, it's good because I can just take it at my own pace and just get on with it. So I was just saying, if Blizz is out there listening, then you should take note. Because I would have probably given up if it weren't for this challenge.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. And I think a lot of people have said that over the time that, it is by doing these different things in game, it keeps your interest. And that's a really good thing that you're able to do. So that's awesome. Okay. Niecy, what's our next question for Townie?
All right, so how long have you been playing WoW, and when did you first start trying out challenge characters?
I started playing a few months before Burning Crusade went live. It's been a long time. A good friend of mine, Rain, who I met on WoW, told me about the challenge about 2 years ago. It would be 2 years in December, actually. So I checked out the website and the forums and started my first Iron Man challenger, which was a human hunter. And it died at 63.
Wow. You first.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Still not bad, though.
That's not bad. Decent for a first effort. That is really decent.
Yeah. It got me hooked on it. I started other characters soon after that, because it was sort of something that I could do in my own time, and there was no pressure on me to, do anything in particular. So I could just plod along and take my, time at getting
That's a good thing, isn't it? That you can just go at your own pace, you know. You don't have to rush anything. I think that's possibly the thing that I like. One of the most things is you don't have to turn around and be like, well, I've got to get this done in a week, because you know it's not going to happen. So, yeah, I think that's a really good way to go about it. So, oh, that's awesome. Okay, Niecy, okay. What else?
So what challenge are you currently focused on and why?
Right, well, currently I've got characters in each of the three main challenges. Well, all of the, including the tin as well. But my main iron is Anabolic, which is a Draenei paladin. And she's 102 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
My main pacifist is Snuffletips, which is a night elf priest.
I love that name. That is the best name.
And she's 86. Mm-hmm. And my only bloodthirsty is Genetics, which is a night elf hunter at 69.
Ah, awesome.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've got one of it, you know, those are the three main ones out of the, you know, the three main challenges.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. I didn't realize Genetics was you as well. So that's interesting. Okay. So what has been your fondest challenge memory so far?
Well, recently during the Midsummer Fire Festival, I got my Night Elf Hunter Bazta up to max level. So it was a relief to get there. And so that's probably my, you know, fondest memory to date anyway. Because it's, you know, it's just getting to 110 is such a relief. You know, after all the times that you've actually failed on the way,
yeah,
to actually get one at 110 is, you know, you could sort of, whew, it's just such a nice feeling to actually get there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's, I mean, I know when I get to like the small, what I call my small goals, you know, if I can get to 60, yeah, then I'm like, yay, I made it to 60. I've not yet gone to 70. So that's like my next goal is to make it to that. So I could imagine when you finally got there to 110. Oh, and that's what the screenshot is. I took that screenshot that you sent me and completely got that from having, you know, just capturing where you got the level 110. So I thought that was really, really cool. So again, congratulations, because that is fantastic. Such an amazing achievement.
There was another guy who got one just a few hours or so before me. It's 73 or something, he was called.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
Oh, right.
I did notice he was on 109. I thought I'd try and get there before him, but I checked on the list and he was already 110, so never mind. I don't mind as long as I got there.
You got there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So what zones do you usually level through? Like, is there a certain route that you find the fastest and most efficient?
Yeah, I keep to a fairly familiar route each time. So from the start-up zone, it takes you to about level 5. Then I'll head off to Elwynn Forest and then do the human starter, you know, the Elwynn bit. Then on to Westfall, on to Red Ridge, Duskwood. Got to be a little bit careful there. Then there's both Stranglethorns. Then over to Dustwallow, Fellwood, Winter Spring, Swamp of Sorrows, Blasted Lands, and then get to about 60 and then head off out to Outlands, which is, you know, pretty straightforward. You follow the route through there. Northrend, depending on what character you're playing, Hunter's all right at 68, you can go to Northrend. But if you're a bit squishy or whatever, you know, leave it to about 70. And then onto the Isle of Kel Dunas dailies at 71. Then moving on to Mount Hyjal at level 80 to do the first few quests, which take you up to the point where the Fireland dailies come in. But you don't have to go that much further than that, because then once you hit 81, you can then do the Northrend dailies up at the Argent Tournament. Mm-hmm. There's, is it Eben Blade or something like that? And the Sons of Holder. There's quite a few different dailies you can do at level 80, 81. They're pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that I think Stone lost a tune up there recently on the Argent Tournament one. There's a few that you just pick and choose the dailies that are safe to do. Then on 83, I usually go to Oldham to unlock the daily there, which is Thieving Little Pluckers, mm-hmm. one where you bash the ground and the little dudes fall down to the ground. It's quite an easy one. It takes about a minute to do that one, so that's a nice little easy chunk of XP. And then at 86, I do the Tol Barad and Firelands dailies, which are all easy at 86.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then Pandaria at level 90. And then the Pandaria dailies and Dread Wastes quests at 91, because then they're all fairly easy to do. Mm. I don't do all the dailies. I just pick and choose. There's some at the Half Hill Market that I do. The other ones over in Jade Forest. Is it the Cloud Serpent or something? Do you know the ones I mean over at the?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I do some of those. They're quite easy to do.
Mm.
And then move on to Draenor about 94-95, and usually leave the garrison dailies. That's the Dwarven Bunker and Stables until I'm in the hundreds then, because it's quite hard to find decent XP at that level. So,
yeah,
you know, safe-ish XP. So if I leave them, the Stables ones, till quite late in the hundreds, then at least you've got a nice little chunk to look forward to then. You know, when it's a bit of a struggle.
Mm.
So, apart, you know, there's a few other dailies that you can do. The one over in Howland Fjord, where you bring the two seals together, and what's the other one? Winter Spring Cubs. That was another nice little one, because you can sort of get two quests out of that. You can double it up. You do it once. If you don't get the Cubs Craving first up, then it'll usually pop up again if you half stone to somewhere else. While you're in Winter Spring, if you half stone after you've done the quest, it usually pops up again. If it doesn't pop up first time, you know, carry on with what you're doing, and then go back to Winter Spring, get your cub out, half stone again. And it usually pops up then. So it will usually pop up a second time. So mm-hmm. that's quite nice little bonus, bit of XP. So that's pretty much my route anyway. I just sort of, you know, I don't really venture into Legion at all.
Yeah.
Just usually wait for like the world events, because they're usually good, easy XP. You know, safe-ish XP anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Midsummer one was a nice good chunk.
Yeah, it's always a good world event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there any ones coming up soon that are going to be worthwhile? Or do you have to wait till maybe Christmas?
I think it's probably Brewfest is the next, isn't it? I think,
Brewfest?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Brewfest, and then I think it's the Halloween with the candy buckets.
Hallows
End. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, candy buckets. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Like, how does Lena forget about candy buckets?
Candy buckets. I know, right? Okay. Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What do we have next here? What was one of your worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died on a WoW Challenge tune?
Well, the hardest one was that I lost a level 103 hunter, Night Elf hunter, and Spires of Arrak. It was a world raid boss that killed me. That was quite hard. But I also got one recently. I had a little level 40 iron and Dust Swallow, and I was in Mud Sprocket, and I thought, I have to get to Tabitha's farm. So it was a choice, a long, windy path or a shortcut across the marshes. So I thought, I'm going to go across the marshes. You know, because it's a lot quicker just to get to the farm from there. And I got about halfway through, and my phone rang. So I quickly shadow melded and answered the call. And then a whelpling, Pat, found me. So I had to quickly run off. And then I only managed to run into another bunch of his buddies. So I just had to look away and carry on chatting nicely.
Oh, no.
It's horrible when that happens. I just couldn't do anything about it. I was on the phone and I was trying to do my character one-handed. And I just
it doesn't quite
away.
Work.
No.
It's like at that point, it's like, you know what's going to happen. And it's like,
Yeah.
So what zone? No, go ahead.
I was going to say, thankfully, it was only level 40, though, so that wasn't too bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think is the most unfriendly zone to a WoW challenge to?
Well, there's a few zones I'm quite cautious with, avoid some of them, but Duskwood, you've got to be a little wary of because of those dark riders that pop up sometimes. And, there's a few that are up at Manor Mismantle.
Yeah.
And up on the little path up to that little beggar's haunt. I usually go to Duskwood because I like the quest there. But you just got to be careful around those areas. When you see them on the horse, they're like little death knights, aren't they? They're just staring at you with those fiery hooves on the horses, and I think,
yeah, turn those around, are terrifying.
Yeah, and check them out, and they're all scowled and red and angry.
No, don't see me, I'm backing up.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So there's also Ungaro, and I don't go there at all now. I used to quite enjoy questing in Ungaro at one time, but I don't go there now because of the devil saws, those big dinosaur things that roam around. And they're usually a few levels higher than the normal tunes. So it's a bit.
Yeah.
I think that they're elite as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they scale too, those big devil saws. I found that out when I was checking out something last week. Oh, I was like, hello, you're 110.
Oh, God. Anyway, yes, for this Hellfire Peninsula, of course, the Fell Reaver, you can usually hear him coming, but sometimes he creeps up on you when you're not expecting it. You look around and the ground starts shaking and, he's right behind you. So, yeah, you've got to be careful of him. And then Blade's Edge Mountains, there's some flying dragons around the sort of the west part of Blade's Edge, so you've got to be a little bit careful there when you're doing your exploration XP. Just be a little bit cautious around there because once they tag you, you're down. Also Dread Wastes in Pandaria, they've got a few elites that you've got to be a little bit careful of, so I'm a bit cautious there.
Where are the elites in Dread Waste again? Is that near the wall?
There is some there. And there's also, they're like big scorpion things. And
Yes, scorpion things. Yes. Okay, I know where you're talking.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know where that's at now.
Yeah, it's all down near the what's that raid called down there in the heart of fear or something like that. And also the spires of Iraq in the other zone that I'm a bit weary of because I lost the Mi-103 from that world raid boss called Rukmar. So if you're out there questing, just be a little bit careful because it's a flying mob. And I didn't see it coming. It came from behind and just one shot of me. So I was a bit sad to see my character die there.
Okay.
So I usually avoid that zone now. Yeah,
okay.
So that's about it, really. Yeah, I don't go to Legion at all. Because obviously it's a bit risky to go there. It takes you for ages to kill a mob. So, yeah, I'll just take my time and just get things done up in Wad, really.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, well, thank you for that. Now, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Well, I'd say to first of all try a night elf hunter because they're tried and tested. Everyone's done a night elf hunter, and that if you're going to get to max level, then you'll probably do it on a night elf hunter before anything else. So you also got to be prepared to take a few hits on the way, because you're going to lose a few tunes, and you got to just be very patient, really, and just get through to the end. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take you quite a long time to get to max level, so you just got to be in it for the long haul, really.
Do you remember what your time played was on Bezda?
I think it was about 4 months, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not Slash Blade. That was the proper world time, you know. I didn't do the Slash Blade. I haven't really done that, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, any other tips or tricks you think that would be good? Obviously, patience is one of the biggest things to have when you're playing a challenge tune. But what other things do you think someone should be aware of and keep in mind?
Well, I think you should stick to a familiar path, somewhere where you know where you're going, know the quests, so you know what's coming, you know, what obstacles, potential hazards as such, you know. Know what quests you're doing, and, you know, if the routes are familiar to you, then you're going to have a better chance of not bumping into anything that unexpected, you know. So also I would say as soon as you get to 60, or once you start flying, I'd buy a few goblin gliders from the auction house, or you might be lucky and get some from the Blingtron, but they're always useful to have in your bag in case you get tagged by something or you dismount. It's just a handy little thing to have as a backup. I've not had to actually use mine yet, but it's just nice to know that they're there if you were to need it, you know. So because once you get to 60, it's quite easy to fly into places where you're not supposed to be flying.
Yeah, flying too high or flying too low.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yep.
Just got to be aware of where you're going when you're flying.
Yep.
You can sort of, it's quite easy to sort of drift off, and when you're doing your exploration thing, I did lose a character in Howland Field, down by where you do the quest for the daily quest where you bring the two seals together. There was a glitchy bug thing when I was flying around there and just getting the exploration, and I just dismounted and I went plummeting to the ground, and before I could sort of react, I was a bit shocked actually, and just because nothing tagged me or anything at all, I just got dismounted and plop, and it landed on the ground, and I was so that's what prompted me to get those goblin gliders, and I've got a few on, which I would also say is to keybind some easy to reach safety spells or abilities, whatever your class you're playing. Yep. If it's Shadow Meld, Vanish, Feign Death, or whatever, just put it on a keybind which is familiar and easy to reach.
Yeah,
you know, so it's just there just to help you out, because that's gonna save you for sure.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one of the main things. I think we've all got our, you know, oh damn button.
Yeah, that's it. You've got
yes,
and it's nice and easy to reach. Yes. You know, it's, yeah. Yeah,
and just making same sure that you, like, I set that button up the same on every single challenge turn. The only thing I don't do is when I've accidentally put it in the wrong spot, like I did last night on one turn. Instead of it being on my mouse number 7, I'd somehow put it in the mouse spot number 6. So I'm hitting 7 and I'm like, going, why is it not working? Why is it not? Oh, quick, click, click, click. It was like, yeah. Oh, okay, move that across. Yes. Yes, weird. Okay, well, thank you, Townie. That was awesome. Congratulations again on getting 110 on your Hunter. That is very, okay, very wonderful achievement. And also for coming and having a chat with us. We do appreciate that. Sure. Yeah.
No problem. Anytime.
Cool. Okay, so let's go on to our weeks in WoW. Okay, Niecy, what you been
okay
up to?
What haven't I been up to?
Yeah.
Let's start with that. So I managed to get my pacifist up to 41, so I was like, yay!
Woo!
And I've been trying to be really careful with her, and I've been trying to stick to zones that have been gray or green to me, but I was over in, and now the name escapes me, Western Plaguelands. And I was going through some of the hills where you first get into, was it Chillwind Point, Chillwind Camp, one of them. And I was going to get some iron. I was like, oh, I can get this. Didn't realize a bear was going to path back to me. I was like, oh, no. And it aggroed on me before I could get it. So I'm running away. And as I'm running down the road, I see two other players running towards the bear. And I'm like, don't hit the bear. Don't hit the bear. So I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? So I managed to escape without getting a kill tagged to me. So apparently they didn't hit it or it dropped aggro. So I was like, oh, thank you goodness.
Thank goodness. Yay.
Yes. Yes. I was like, oh no. I was like, so I'm like, okay, I'll go back down over in the other direction of the zone where there aren't any mobs in my little spot that I found from last week, and I'll just stay over there. Like, okay, we're not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah.
So then I hopped over to my highest one, my highest bloodthirsty. So that would be my mage, Conjured Soul. And I managed to slowly grinding bugs out there in Zangarmarsh to get up to 62. I was really trying for another Firefly pet, and it didn't drop. I was very sad. I was like, no, because I wasn't sure, should I sell the one I've got or should I learn it? And I was like, well, there's none up on my auction house on my server. So I tried to sell it, didn't end up selling. I guess I was a little too ambitious in the price I put it at, so I'm going to have to start dropping the price down on that one, I guess. And let's see here. Then I managed to get a level in on the Paladin, who is still in Blasted Lands. She's got one more level to go before she'll be heading on to Outlands. And I know a lot of the Irons like just wait till level 60 before hitting Outlands. I can't stand it. I'm like, okay, I need to get out of here. I've had enough of these zones, and I know the XP is going to be better on the other side. So it's like, yeah, I'm just going to go over there. As soon as the portal opens up, I'm gone, basically. Whether it's to my own demise or not is another thing altogether, but it's like I'm kind of figuring out where I can go and what I can get away with at what level. So, I mean, as long as you know your toon can handle it, then it should be fine. Of course, knowing if your toon can handle it's another battle altogether, but then I hopped over to my hunter, and you can tell that schools are starting to go back in session in the States, because if depending on what time of day I go out there, I was in Hinterlands, Winterspring. I'm confused. Read what I wrote. And I managed to get two rares right off the bat, and I was like, oh, okay. So it seems like the earlier in the day when school's in session, the more of a chance you have at getting the rares in the zones in the area that I live in, at least. Oh, so okay. I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it's like, and then when it starts to get to be later in the afternoon, you can kind of tell when school's gotten out, because suddenly there's people everywhere in the zones, and I'm like, oh, right, I'm going to go do something else now. It's basically what it comes down to a lot of the times. And I managed to get some time in on the warrior. Now, she was Fury, and I was having such a hard time. And I know Boz can attest to it as well, because Boz was watching me on this one, where I would hit two mobs. Two was about the max I could kill in Fury on the Bloodthirsty. And I was like, and then I had to stop and eat, or I had to Band-Aid, because I was getting too low. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So I told myself, I said, look, I know I don't like to change specs in the middle of the challenge, because part of me feels like it's bad luck. That's just me. And so I'm like, okay, I'll tell you what, self, if a shield and a one-handed actually manage to drop, you're going to switch to protection. And that's what happened. So I'm like, okay. So I switched to Prot, and things are a heck of a lot easier now. Yeah.
Prot is and, awesome. I love Prot.
Yeah. I was definitely missing the victory rush, and I was like, oh my god. And it was just taking so long, and it was getting so iffy, and I was like, I had to have like four stacks of food in my bag and Fury, and I'm like, this is nuts. What am I doing? And so since that character was level 31, I had taken her over to Hinterspring to test out some of the stuff that we talked with Cell about last week over at Shalwatha. Guinea pigs. And so I went over there, and I first took one of my normal tunes over there, and I was just kind of checking out the area. And nothing looked too terrible, and I found the exact spot, and it's where I thought it was. So I took the warrior over there, and I'm like, okay. So I started killing a couple of the trolls that the guards were killing. And now at level 31 full rested XP, I was getting about 322 XP a kill when the guards were killing the same mob. So I was like, well, that's not terrible. But then I decided to go kill. Now, the trolls that I had been killing were level 32 with the guards on them. So I was like, okay. So I went and killed a level 32 wolf that had no guards on it. It was just me and it. And I got 420 XP. Now, this was rested XP. Yeah. So I was like, well, there's a little bit of a drop-off, but not a tremendous amount of drop-off. So, I mean, it still might be viable to do it with the guards, but I guess it depends on you and how much XP you're willing to give up for your time. Yeah, so it's kind of like one, like six of one, half a dozen of another, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So then, that's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it might be a bit safer for some tunes to take on the dudes that are fighting, because it keeps the aggro off you, doesn't it? So that might be
useful. Sometimes it does. Like if there were a couple casters that didn't have a guard on them, now they aggroed on me. So I was like, that you did have to watch a little bit, but if you stayed near where the casters weren't near you, then they didn't aggro. It was kind of strange. So I was like, well, you know, it's kind of if you feel like risking it or not, but I just tend to kill the Alkin out there because they drop what I'm looking for. So,
yep.
Okay. So then I hit 50, not once, not twice, but three times. Between Soulstoned, who's my warlock, another soul, my disc priest, and then Soulful Paul, my balanced druid. So I managed to get all three of them to level 50.
Wow!
And I'm so sick of seeing the same zone, and I'm like, oh my god, why did I do this?
It's brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, I'm trying to break them up. I think I'm going to have to change where they are in the rotation of doing those guys. So it's like, so they're not one right after another, because that's how they're set up right now. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to change that. And then my lobies, who I lovingly refer to them as, which is the shaman and the monk, who had both died. Now they're both level 15, but they're in separate parts of the world. So I'm like, okay, that's okay. I can handle that, at least for right now. So I managed to get them up. So I'm like, okay, we're not doing too bad. And then I did manage to squeeze in a little bit of time on my irons. It was only one of the irons this week, though. So I managed to hop on to Soul Noodle, who is my Panda Priest, Alliance side.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her over to Arathi, and I managed to get a level on her, so she's level 29 now. And I haven't touched the Goblin yet this week, because I'm saving her more for stream. So I didn't really get the chance to stream this week on her. So she's still sitting somewhere with some orcs over on Goblin Island.
Nice.
She still has yet to leave there. So yeah, everybody survived this week, thank goodness.
Wow!
So.
Excellent. Brilliant. 350s, too. Oh my gosh, Nisi, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I'm exhausted. I need a nap.
You deserve a nap. You totally deserve a nap. So, yeah. No, that's great. I'm so glad you didn't lose any tunes this week. That is wonderful. All right. Tally, tell us, what have you been up to this week?
Right. Well, I'd just like to get at least a level done on my higher tunes. That's my target is, for each week, I try and get at least a level done. So on Anabolic, I got 102, basically just doing the three or four dailies and just a few like odd bits and pieces, exploration type things, the odd little quests in WoD. But it's just basically those three or four dailies each day, so it doesn't take too long. The Dwarven Bunker takes a bit of a while to get those little iron scraps. I don't know if you've ever done that one before, but it just does take a little while to sort of, you got to get at least 25 of these little things to drop, and you got to kill about 7 mobs before one drops. So you could be out there for it's quite annoying really, that quest, but I got to do it really, because it's quite good XP. So. Mm-hmm. Yep, and then my Tin Man, which is Bazter, hit 98 this week. It's
nice.
My human paladin. I'm using it as a scout now for Anabolic. So if there's anything that I'm not too sure of, I can send him in first and just check it out, see how it goes. I'm just doing a bit of questing and garrison stuff on that one. Also my pacifist Snuffle Tips. That's my night elf priest.
How did you come up with that name? First off, I have to ask, because I mean Snuffle Tips is just it's such a cute name. So what was it for pacifist? Was it a particular, you were looking for a cutesy name for a night elf, or
exactly it? Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah, I was just looking for something, you know, something peaceful and sort of soft and, you know, it's a priest as well, so I thought she's not going to hurt anybody, you know, it's sort of just trying to think of something really, like, soft and that, so come up with it. It's quite random, but just come up with it.
Okay.
Anyway, on that one, I've got a current route. It's about 5 or 6 dailies I do on that one. I do the cooking usually in Darnassus, and the fishing in Darnassus. They're quite easy to do. I do. What else was it? The one in Oldham, the one where you have to bash the thieving pluckers one. That was quite easy to do as well, and it's okay for pacifists as well.
Okay.
Which surprised me at first, because I thought, you know, bashing them, that might count as kills, but I tested it all out and it was fine. So
okay,
she does that one. That's a nice little chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Then I head off up to Dalaran, and then there's the cooking and fishing dailies up there. You don't always get the fishing one, because sometimes it's you have to kill things to complete it, so you have to skip that one.
Yeah.
Then head on up to the Argent tournament, and then there's a quest I do up there, which is, you know, you practice to do the jousting thing. It's one it's like a little hall where all the different factions are based. It's like a thing where the little hub where you get all the
Argent tournament.
It's just one quest up there that you can do. So that's a nice little chunk as well. So I do that on that one. Usually get a level out of that each week. If not, then you can do a bit of mining. There's some good nodes around the edges of Oldham. You can get the Elementium. If you just keep to the edge, you don't really catch any sort of mobs up around the sides. So I usually just do a skirt, go up and down, and get a load of Elementium. Mm-hmm. That's quite nice.
Okay.
Then my other pacifist is Harry Up, and he hit 66 this week.
Hey, nice.
He's very a little nice. Night elf rogue, which is pretty cool. I like doing the rogue. They're awesome for doing the pacifist challenge, because you can just vanish or shadow meld, whichever. They got some good abilities on that one. So I just do the two dailies at the moment on that one. I'm waiting for 68 so I can get off up to Northrend and start doing the dailies up there. Because you can do the little one where you save the pups, those little in Dragonblight from that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
can
a good
do,
one.
You do the first one where you collect all the little boxes, and that's easy. That doesn't take very long. Then you got the one up in Dragonblight, and then off. Obviously, you can shoot on off up to Dalaran. Then, so that'll be good when I get to 68 for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, genetics. My bloodthirsty, my only bloodthirsty, hit 69 this week, so it's going well.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in Outland. I think 1 to 60 is not too bad, because you can sort of get by. I had a few like little routes where I was just killing rares, and it's obviously a lot better XP. And I only used to pop on it every sort of for about half an hour a day. Just do a route, and then you can obviously log off and then do something else, and then come back to it a couple of hours later and the rares might be up again, so you can just do the same little circuit again and again. But when I got to Northrend, I went there at 65 because I thought, you know, it was better XP up in Northrend. I went to Valgard in Howland Fjord, the little base there. And there's a little gate where all these like wolves and Valkyrs come trying to charge into the base. I just stood there and I just shot at these mobs coming in. They were easy to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got there back to 65 to 68 I did there. So that was really easy. Yeah, nice little spot there. It's quite safe as well. Because if you do find that they start tagging you and hitting you hard, you can just run back into the Alliance base and then the other mobs will come charging in and protect you sort of thing. So that's pretty good. So then I've just recently moved to Buri and Tundra on that one, just up near Riplash Strand. And there's like loads of rhinos up there. And most of them are yellow, but there are an odd one or two which are red. So, but they're quite easy to kill. And that was a good spot there. I've just also moved on to Death Stand now because I was looking for better XP. And the little Ziggurat defenders up near where... just on the edge of Dragonblight, there's that little hub of where you have to. It leads to Last Rites and that.
Yes.
That little tower thing.
Okay.
So in the mobs there are about 70 to 71, so it's a nice little bit of XP when you kill them. So yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment on those, and I've also just got a few little small irons that I've just recently made about the last week.
Nice.
I've got a little mage now. I'm going to try something different, you know, because obviously you've got the hunter done. The paladin's going well, so I thought I'd try something a bit different now. So I've got a mage, a druid, and I'm trying the feral on the druid. It's the first time I've ever tried it, so I'm gonna give it a go and see how it, you know, see how it goes. I've never played a feral cat before, so that's quite, he's quite good fun actually, because you can sort of stealth in and out of places and things. And also got a little warlock, a Destro warlock at level 15. Yay!
Oh, that's exciting. So do you think your favorite challenge is definitely the Iron Man? Like, you obviously do all the challenges, but when it comes down to it, the Iron Man challenge is your favorite?
Yeah, definitely. Especially up to once you get to about, say, from 1 to 70, it's all like questing, and that's a bit I like, you know. It's, once you get to 71, it's a bit, there's a bit more like bit more of a chore then, because you got your dailies you got to do and it's the same thing each day. It gets a bit, you know, bit of a chore really. So but once you get to 1 to 70 is pretty good. It's interesting, you know, it's, everything's different.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've had a really good week, because oh my gosh,
yeah.
that's very busy.
Which is
good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good job. Very good week.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Anabolics, 102. That's amazing.
102,
Wow. Okay. So we'll have to see how that goes. But thank you, Townie. It was good to see how your week's going. And it's interesting to know about the different dailies, I suppose, is you know, I've never got anything that high, so... It's very, you know, all this information helps us newbies, what I like to call us newbies, who still have yet to get to that. So, you know, so getting all this information is like, okay, I need to remember when I get to that stage, you know, to remember to look at all these kinds of things. So thank you for the information, because I think it's wonderful, which is great. So thank you for sharing. It's good.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, as you can all tell, Stone is not here. So there is just apologies from Stone again this week. He should be back next week. All right. Everyone want to grab a coffee and settle in. I've been a bit busy this week. I mean,
I've
been a tad obsessed. Can I say that? Just a tad obsessed with my challenge tunes. I think it's a really good break from dealing with Legion, because sometimes Legion within itself becomes so overwhelming that it's nice just to just go, you know what? I'm going to leave all that garbage and I'm just going to go play my little baby. So here we go. Okay, I made a new Bloodthirsty because I don't obviously have enough. So
never have enough.
Okay, I never have enough. So I made a Draenei Pally over on Nisi's server. So thank you, Nisi, for the invite.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've just been grinding. I think I was grinding those, the birds and the stags, and now I'm onto the furbog. So I've got her to level 8. So it's slow going because you've got like 2 spells. And they're both on cooldown. And you're like, come on, just hit something with my, you know, two-handed mace or whatever I've got. I'm like, just kill
now,
it. Just kill it.
Now, I do have a tip for over there. I think you might be able to go over there now. I'm trying to remember. There's the little island that kind of sits all by itself over there where, like, the Lost Fisherman quest is. Mm-hmm. It's right across, I think it's Silver Mist is what it is. And it's right across the water. You can see it from where the furblogs are. Yep. There's Alkin over there. So if the furblog area starts to get too busy, since it's a quest hub, well, not a quest hub, but there's a quest going on there, you can shoot over there and you can just run around the whole island because it's covered in the Alkin. But try to stay away from the beach, though, because it's a little bit packed with murlocs.
Okay. All right. I haven't had a good look. I was just trying to find places that would, because I felt I couldn't grind pull like I can on the warrior at the moment. On the Pally, it's pretty much kind of kill something, get some health back, kill the next, you know. It's not like I'm trying to pull, you know, one, then go straight into the next one, go straight in like the warrior can do. So I'm trying to still find slower. Just trying to find my feet with it because I feel a bit, and as I said, it's got, the Pally's got that cooldown because she's so low level at the moment. Both the spells, one I think is on about an 8 or 9 second cooldown, and I think the other one's about a 4 or 5 second. So I'm kind of like, come on!
Yeah, it's like frustrating.
Come on, hurry up! Just kill it. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's quite funny. But anyway, I got her up to level 8, so I've got her getting some rested XP. Damn, that rested XP goes so fast on a Bloodthirsty.
Yes, it does.
It's just like, really? Really? I was like, killed 2 things. That's it? So yeah, it was quite funny. But I did get to play my human warrior over on Wormrest. And I can just say that last week, I think she was level 40. I got her from, I went to Corrin's Crossing and just, I don't know how many hours I spent over there, but I was just grind pulling left, right, and center. I could, you know, I'm not doing anything stupid, but managing that if I accidentally pulled another one or another 2, that she could get through that. I mean, it just was so crazy good. Picked up 1, 2, there's 2 rares, 2 separate rares, really close to each other. Oh, when they were up, boy, they give me some nice XP. I was like, oh yeah, thanks baby, I'll take them. Even though they were 4 levels, I think 3 or 4 levels above my warrior, their hit points were not. That's one of the things that I notice, that when I look at the rare, I don't look at the level. I'm actually looking at how many hit points it's got, because this is where I've made a couple of mistakes, you know, looking at the level going, oh, well, I can't take that down, when, yeah, I can take it down because it's actually got way less hit points than I've got hit points. Like it's just trying to find that balance. So, but the warrior's been so strong. So anyway, I then took her up to Plague Woods and was doing the same thing. I was just grind pulling, going around, you know, killing all the dudes that walk around, the big golem things and the mages and all of that. And I spent quite a bit of time over there. I think I hit 41. Ended up going down to, went down to Badlands because I just found I wasn't getting that much rares popping in Eastern Plaguelands. So I was like, you know what, I might pop down to Badlands and see if I can find a really good grind spot there. And went down to the Whelps near, Fusel Grip mm-hmm. place.
Fuse light,
thank you. And yeah. Found those whelps. Had to be careful of the over dragons flying around, but I only accidentally pulled one of those the whole time I was there. Otherwise, I was just grinding the baby whelps down the bottom, and that was fine. So I took her. So she's still in Badlands. So I've gone to, she's 44. She dinged 44 last night.
Nice.
So, and I'm just finding spots to grind. So I've moved her across to where the other whelps are, kind of in the middle bottom section, but there's another big elite dragon that had to be really careful. But this hordy comes along. I think it was a hordy, like, level, I don't know, let's say a level late 40s, maybe 50s. And he's like, bang, bang, killed the big dragon. And I'm like, haha, thanks, dude. Okay, now I can grind through all the whelps here. I'm fine. And then I was like, okay, now I'll move on because the dragon will respawn soon. So thank you to that hordy. Appreciate that. That made me a little bit safer. So I don't know who it was or if it was for a quest or something like that. But yeah, it was a bit watching my back when I was grinding stuff, making sure, you know, that I didn't aggro that thing because it had way more hit points than me. And at that stage, I think it was a good three, four levels higher than me. So I didn't want to encounter it. I was like, yeah, I don't want to pull him. I just want to be really careful. So, but I'm really happy. The warrior, did I mention I love the warrior? I really love the warrior. In prospect, is so much fun. It's just this mesmerizing grind pulling, I don't know what you could call it. I mean, any grind thing I am fine with. Like, everyone knows I've done the insane challenge. I did so much grinding of those damn pirates and all kinds of crazy things, but it is one of the things that kind of gets me really quite relaxed is just pulling, like, just killing, you know. It's just, the worry is great. Charge, kill, charge, kill, you know. It's just, it's such a really, I don't know. I find it mesmerizing. I get like in this trance when I'm doing it. So that was really cool. My little baby monk that I had started, so she was level 13. I got her to 14 and I was chasing Rez over in Loch Modan. And you know those points when you just kind of think something through and you're like, yeah, I'll go do that. And then afterwards, you're like, yeah, you know, that there was that little part of you that was going, this is a really dumb idea. Well, yeah, I had a really, really dumb idea. So I popped up to see if the spider was there. I'm level 14. I always forget about the spider. But this night, I'm like, oh, I'll just go see if the spider's there because I've never seen, you know, every time I've been there, I've never seen the spider and I always forget about the spider. So I pop over, the spider's up. So what do? I pull the spider and I'm dead. Like I got bang, and then I was like, yep, that, like really, I was like, really, Lena, that you know that was one of your most dumbest moves that you've ever done. So I was like, yeah, okay, all right. I didn't cry about it because I knew it was, you know, it was my own stupidity for even thinking that I could do that. So I went and re-rolled a no monk. So currently she is level 13 and she is being safe and grinding through Murlocs in Loch Modan. And again, that's another spot that just gives me into that mesmerizing, those Murlocs,
mm-hmm.
growing through in the Murlocs, then in the Crocolis, buzzards going up, seeing if the rare Crocolis there, coming back around, having a look to see if the marsh fly, you know, those marsh flies are there, seeing if Nips is up. I call him Nips because it's Nix. Every time I see him and I go, Nips is up. And go back to the Murlocs, and I'm just going round and round and round. And again, that just gets me in such a zone that any tune that I've got over in Loch Modan is, that's what I like doing. So again, grinding Murlocs, so good for greens and cloth, you know,
yeah.
it's amazing. On my warrior, I am now at 27,000 gold. Again,
nice.
Wow.
And that's just selling the greens, like seriously on the auction house. Again, Wormrest is very good for that. I'm not saying every server is, but Wormrest definitely, you know, I'm doing so good with selling the greens over there, which is good. So got my little gnome monk to level 13. And then my a human warlock that I also started the same time I started the original dwarf monk, which is now dead. So she went from 11 to 14 and I've got her doing the same thing, but I don't got her in Loch Modan, hunt through the rares, grinding through the Murlocs and the Crocolis, except I'm making sure I don't play them one after the other. So like you, Nisi,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, if I'm going to play my monk, then I'll play my warlock tomorrow night. Like, let's not keep them in the same zone right after I've just been through there killing all the rares. Because that's, you know, that's a silly move.
It's extra rough, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to keep them at, you know, like on different, completely different times. So I've got a better chance of getting, you know, getting some rares, getting my grinding spot, not having to fight stuff, which is quite good. But I really do love Loch Modan. It's quite surprising. Loch Modan has just been such a comfortable spot, and I would have never thought that. I mean, I play Horde, you know, 95% of the time, but coming over here and doing the challenge tunes, Loch Modan's just been, it's so nice. And the music, I'm just like, yay, it's so pretty. So that's been quite good. Still not happy. I don't have Voidie. Again, Voidie's coming at level 20. So it's a bit like, you know, but we're getting there slowly. So I'm happy with that. And then I've got a Night Elf Hunter over on Dathrimmar, so one of my Oceanic servers. I took her from 26 to 29. Pretty much, rares are harder to find. There are a couple in Northern Strangle, Thorn. Yeah, I've mostly had her up at, what is it, Venture Co., grinding through the goblins. Because they're about 2 to 3 levels higher and getting good XP. Like, again, coin, you know, cloth, coin, greens from humanoids. So that hasn't been too bad. I did play I did play two irons this week. This one, I ended up playing, she's my undead warlock on Dathrimmar. And I got her from 26 to 30. So I started her in, where was I? I ended up in Stone Talon. Anyway, I just found the mobs in that I was at was like, yeah, I think I'll head down to Stone Talon and start that whole chain. So it wasn't too bad. Nothing strenuous. Got it a level 30. Again, really quick, most of that was rested. Like, you know, four levels with rested, like, again, crazy. But that's,
yeah, it's amazing.
Rested goes so fast, and irons, it just, yeah, so that was kind of good. And then I thought, I hadn't played it for a while. I think this was one of my, not my original Bloodthirsty that I started, but about maybe my second or third one, my Night Elf Druid. And she was at level 36, and I was over at Cape of Stranglethorn Vale, and I took her up to Hinterlands because I found Hinterlands was really quite good for rares. I'm running around, so I've got her on an Oceanic server. I'm running around and around and around, one rare up, and I'm like, I want to go back to Webrest. I don't like playing on Oceanic. The rares are never up. So I tried it a few times at different times to see. And I found another one up over there. But again, I don't know if it's because it's Oceanic. Playing, you know, obviously playing Wormrest, I'm on at a crazy time for most people that play on that. And hence had better luck with the rares. But yeah, wasn't doing so good. I took her into Western Plaguelands because she'd hit, she wasn't too far. I just wasn't having any luck at 36. And I thought, well, I can start her on that grind. I knew where all the rares, again, Western Plaguelands is so good for rares. So I found three. And I'm like, yay, three rares, excellent. I got to the third one, bang, bang. That was the Scarlet dude on the path heading up to, where is it? The neutral town right up the top.
Oh,
You know where I'm talking about. I can see it, I can't think of it. Anyway. I've got down the bottom of that path. There's like some crates and wagons, and there's a rare that pops up there, like a Scarlet Crusade type of dude.
Yeah.
He was up, and I was like, sweet, excellent, bang, 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 dead. I went, what?
Oh, no.
And I went, yeah, bugger. Oh well.
Is this the one that's on that's near the little bridge that takes you into Eastern?
No.
Oh,
okay, because I was gonna say that guy when he's up, he hits so hard.
I don't know if it's a different spawn point for maybe that same guy, but this is on, you know, when you're walking through all the knolls. The knolls, yeah, it's the knolls are there, and the path that takes you up, that dirt path that takes you up, and you go right up and past that tower that's all filled with knolls, and then you keep going up to that top Argent Crusade-y place up the top. Well, at the bottom, at the start of the path, there's a rare that can spawn near there's a campfire, like a little mini encampment. Yeah, that was the one. So, it was. But you know what? I was kind of like, because I've been playing Feral, and I was like, you know what? I've not been comfortable at all. I tried the Druid in Bear. I tried it doing, you know, I tried all the ways I could. I just found the Druid was so squishy. I'd kill something and have to wait and heal myself every single time. I couldn't chain pull anything. I struggled so badly with the Druid that when she died, I kind of just went, ah, bugger. Yeah, well, you get that. Right. Okay, let's go strip her down. Let's, you know. Like, I mean, she was 36. Normally, I'd kind of be like, no. But, yeah, it wasn't too bad. I just was like, meh. So I went and rolled a Dwarf Shaman. Because, you know, I didn't have one. So I was like, well, I'll make another Bloodthirsty. So I did. So I got her up to level 5. And again, I've not played a shaman in quite some while. So we'll see how that goes. That'll be interesting. And then lastly, last night, I hopped onto another one of my irons. She was in Cape of Stranglethorn. I was just questing through her. So I got her from about 33 to 34. Didn't spend a lot of time on her, but was good to get some of those quests, you know, with the zombie things, the zombie trolls, and into the troll area, and, you know, where it takes you into that, you know, seeing Zol'Gurub and stuff. And I was kind of like, you know, when you click on a quest and you're like, oh, what's this do? I don't remember this quest. And you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll just have to see how it goes. So, anyway.
There's one of them you don't do because it's really hard.
Yeah.
When you actually go into Zol'Gurub.
Yeah.
You go through that little portal, don't you?
Yes.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, too late. I did.
Oh.
I mean, thankfully she's a hunter, but yeah, I was kind of like, how do I get out of here? No, I had to go through it. So I didn't take any damage. My pet did. But other than that, when it finally played out, you know, because obviously you're seeing High Priestess and Venexus or whatever her name is, and the other dude that does all the rezzing of them. It was kind of like, cool, I haven't seen this for so long, but the fact is it was still... like, yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. Forgot about that, but I survived. Whoops. So I was like, okay, all right, you get that. So it's been a very good week, a very busy week. Lost 2, but I'm kind of like, you get that. So
it happens.
I'm not too heartbroken about it all, which is at least something. Which isn't too bad. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's go on to our...
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
So, we have got a couple things that we need to mention. So, Nisi, I'll get you to start on the first one for me, please.
Okay. All right. So, this is just a heads up for your normal tunes. This week starts the pet battle bonus event. So it starts the 22nd, I believe, for the North America realms, the ones that are basically on Stone's time, because I'm on Stone's time.
Mm-hmm.
So our calendar has it starting on Tuesday the 22nd, and I believe the EU servers, it's going to start on the 23rd. And that'll be running for the week until the next maintenance, I believe. So... just a reminder, you guys, challenge tunes, you can't do the pet battles, but for your normals, go ahead.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, and what else did we have?
Okay, so we also realized, sort of accidentally, that when someone tried to add a demon hunter to the Bloodthirsty list, that a message popped up and said it wasn't allowed. So we managed to get a hold of Stone, and Stone did not, I don't think he remembered that it was set up that way, but he said that when he gets the chance to sit down and has the time, he will look at it, he will look at their starting quests for the Demon Hunter zone, and see about adding them in so that Bloodthirsties can, or so that Demon Hunters can be added to the Bloodthirsty list.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have a time a parameter set up for when that's going to happen. It's just on his list of things to try to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And he will let us know when he's had the chance to do it.
Okay.
So don't freak out, everybody. He's going to work on it and see what he can do for us.
Cool. Okay. Excellent. All right. Now, how about we go on to our State of the Challenges. Yay!
Woohoo!
Alrighty, Townie, do you want to take the irons for me, please?
Sure, of course. Right, we've got Aerolite, who's hit 78. Cam, who's hit 81. 5-Bit, who's hit 82. Iron Azzy is at 85. never died Pally or PLY at 102, Anabolic at 102, Out Roguester at 104, Dreven Drew at 105, and Marg has two at 109. That's Marg Rage and Marg Blink, both at 109.
Ooh.
So very
good
close.
Good job, guys.
Wow. I wonder if he's gonna have it so he can ding them very, very close together.
I'm not sure.
I know he was trying to figure out which tune that he wanted to level up next, because he had done a poll on Twitter. He was trying to get people to pick one for him.
Yes, that'll be interesting. We'll see. Well done. Well done, guys. All right, let's have a look at the Bloodthirsties. Nisi, who have we got?
So, we've got Soulshot at 53, Soul Shield at 57, Five Twist at 59, Teven at 61, Conjured Soul at 62, Genetics at 69, Bloody Boz at 70, Tire Iron 79, Never Died 79, and Too Thirsty hits 81. Good job, guys.
Well done, Bloodthirsties. Well done. Look at you two, both in the list there. Well done, guys. Nice.
Yes, it's been a busy Bloodthirsty week, it looks like.
It has. Mm. All right. Pacifist, Tanny, who have we got?
Right. You've got Stab You Not at 39. Rest in peace.
Oh.
Okay, and then at 41, we got Nisi and Gentle Soul. Five Curmudgeon at 42.
I think it's supposed to be Curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon. Okay, thank you. Sneaky Boz at 45. Patool 7 at 60. Peaceable at 60. Hurry Up at 66. Never Died PCI at 75. Snuffle Tips at 86. Ferelian at 95. Good job.
Well,
wow.
Well done. 95.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Well done. No, very, very good. And again, you're both there. And Tani, two. You've got two.
Two.
Yes.
It's amazing. All right. Look at Never Died. Honestly, that man is a machine. Well done.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not too bad. We lost one pacifist, like just in looking at the top 10, lost one pacifist. But everyone else has been doing really well so far. So well done, every challenger. Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Not a bad week.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right, you guys. Tin Mans, here we go. Apologize if I mispronounce this. All Thor 3, I think, is how it's being pronounced. Level 43. Machina Man hit 47. Lucy Lynn, I'm so sorry. You have been red flagged at level 48. You have a trinket that is too high quality equipped.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dunno Die, maybe? You have been also red flagged at level 50. You've got 11 heirlooms equipped and 3 uncommon slots. It looks like maybe you decided not to do the challenge anymore. We're not sure, but just so you know, you are red flagged now.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Herder has hit 51. Iron Arrow has hit 51. Iron Deso has hit 60. Patty Cake has hit 65. Baz Tur has hit 98. And Anabolic at 102. Good job, guys.
Nice. Well done. Sorry about the red flags, guys. You still have to remember, just, you know, if you're doing those challenges, need to stay within. And if you've decided not to do the challenges anymore, then definitely let us know. But still, good effort. Amazing. Patty Cake.
Yes,
I love that name too. That's that's such a cute little name as well. Very nice. All right. Now, we do have a new B260, number six. So I knew he was going for the, he was going to give it a go, but Arrow Light hit number six with 1 day, 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 15 seconds. He is a Night Elf Hunter, so he is our new number six. So congratulations.
Good effort.
Arrow Light.
Yes, so, good job.
Yeah. So, no, good job, everyone, this week. So congratulations on your challenge tunes and where you've got. Commiserations, of course, to all of those that we've lost this week. And best of luck for the upcoming week.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
All right, this is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips or tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kinds of things. So we have got an answer from one of last week's questions. Nisi, it was about the inky black potion. So what did we have to say?
Okay, so we did manage to get a hold of Stone and he gave an answer, but we also tested the answer to make sure it was okay. So basically, he said he did not believe that the Inky Black Potion would flag you because it has a cosmetic effect. Now, I did level a Undead Hunter to 10, and because I managed to get my hands on one of the potions from Auction House, and I tried it. I'm still green flagged. So
okay.
It did not flag me, so it looks like the Inky Black Potion is okay.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's good to know. It's normally, I mean, you definitely have to be careful of the elixirs.
Yes.
And normally elixirs with quests, when you're doing an elixir as part of a quest, most of those are okay. But yeah, you know, if in doubt, ask. Ask the question. Because it's no use you going, well, I'll just use it. Get yourself flagged. And then, you know, potentially... not ruin your tomb, but potentially, you know, if you don't need to have it on, then put it aside. Ask the questions. Don't use it until we've got some answers. So thank you,
and
Stone.
I believe that it was Iron Compass going back looking who had asked about it. And also, in addition to the elixirs with the quests, with the quest issues, we did have somebody in Discord this morning or late last night. They did have an issue. They had a elixir quest. They got flagged because apparently they did not turn in the quest before they logged off. So if you are going to take the chance and do the quest with that has an elixir with it, please make sure you turn the quest in before logging out to make sure that there's no issues.
Yeah. Exactly. I honestly wouldn't have even realized that.
Yeah, I probably would have skipped the quest altogether if at all possible, but I don't know if it's one of those quests that you have to do it to get through the zone. I'm not sure. But yeah, if you're going to take the risk, then just make sure that you have, in fact, turned it in before you log out.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Now, we've got a couple of questions. I'm going to get you to take these ones, Nisi. So what have we got for the first?
Okay, so this is sort of... these two questions sort of go together in a way. So these are from Discord, and Frosty asked if we can send our challenge tunes gold from our other characters. No, we cannot. I know a lot of people have been having trouble with this lately, but no, it counts as help, even if it's coming from yourself. You're supposed to treat your challenge tune as if it's your only tune existent on that server ever. Mm-hmm. So you have to try to picture them in a little bubble on no man's island. You're on your own. So so no, you can't send yourself money. Mm-hmm. And then also in a side words tied into that question from Kel from Discord also, he asked where in the rules does it mention about the sending gold to your tunes? And that is actually listed in the FAQ. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people don't catch the FAQ, and it does... kitty pigs. It does cover a lot of questions that are just kind of like, oh, you know, facepalm moments. So make sure that, as you should be, before you start a challenge, make sure you guys are reading all of the rules associated with that challenge so you don't have any, oh, why did I do that moments. And then to get to the FAQ, it's actually on the website. When you go there, you're going to look at the top menu bar. You'll see where it says site, and the drop-down menu will have the AFQ in there. I believe it's the first drop-down menu on the website. So just make sure you guys give that a once-over also.
Yes,
and exactly. There's some very helpful questions that are answered in there.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've got a lot of new people starting up, which is fantastic. Welcome to
absolutely
everyone trying the challenges. But just remember, things that are account-wide, things like toys, mounts, those kinds of things, is completely different to looking at sending yourself bags, sending yourself gold from another toon, okay? Just like Nisi said, look at it as this toon is in a bubble, okay? That there is no other toons that you can give yourself help. Just, it's solo challenging. That's what it's all about. Just try and remember that. You know, again, look at killing things like humanoids to get yourself some cloth, to get yourself some, you know, bit of gold, to help you put some greens, get some greens to put on the auction house. Challenge toons don't need a lot of gold. Yes, we do need some to be able to afford things. But look at killing, perhaps, you know, things that give you mats for people to use in cooking. You know, the bears, any of the mobs that will give you, you know, the wolves, they can give you some good meat. You might be able to sell things like that. So it's it's no use just going to grind through a mob. I always look and go, well, if I'm going to go to this section, what have I got? Oh, I've got humanoids. Excellent. That'll give me greens. No, there's no humanoids here. Okay, what else is there? There's bears. There's wolves. All right, well, wolves will give me wolf meat, which is very good for cooking. So, you know, it's one of those low-level starter cooking
small
recipes.
Yeah, small eggs can sell pretty well, too, depending on your server. Yeah. And also, really, I really find that the gold is really only more of a concern for bloodthirsties than it is going to be for your irons. Because your irons... you're going to get money. Just hang in there. I mean, it might be a little bit slow to start off, and you might not be able to get your riding right at level 20, but you've got the chauffeur mount, if you happen to have it, that you can use until you get your full-on riding. And, you know, it just, you know, the money picks up from the quests real quick after, you know, like level 17 or so. So hang in there on that.
Vendoring the green gear that you get on your irons, the greens and the blues. Like, don't destroy it. Vendor it. If it gives you, you know, 20 silver, 2 gold, 5 gold, 10 gold, wow, excellent. But your biggest problem, of course, is going to get the bloodthirsties, because the only thing you're going to do is be looking at picking something up from a mob that you've killed that may give you. Hence why rares are good. Rares at low levels can give you the little 6-slot bags. They can also drop the greens, which you can then... don't have to put the green. Bloodthirsties can wear green gear, but don't look at it as going, oh, well, I'll wear this. Go, no, put it on the auction house. Can I get 5 gold for it? Can I get 10 gold? Can I get 100 gold? Utilize it that way so you can build up and you've got a bit of gold that when you get to level 20, you've got enough gold to be able to get your first lot of riding, get to level 40, you know, to be able to. So you don't need a huge amount of gold, but it's just more making sure that you've got a little bit so you can comfortably, if you need to buy the bigger bags, well, then you've got some money that you can go to the vendor or buy some, you know, 16 slot bags off the auction house. But just keep thinking of your toon as you need to be self-sufficient. You need to be able to do these things by yourself and not rely on anyone else to help you. So that's our main point, okay? All right.
Use Dark Moon Fair as well. Dark Moon Fair is good for this, the bag, isn't it? And you can get a little bit of a gold to help you start off.
For irons is fantastic, absolutely. Again, not so much for the bloodthirsties because you want to pay off fun on those quests. You really do. I mean, if you want to sacrifice one quest to get, you know, to get some tickets to go there. Sure, I've done that. I will fully admit that I've totally done that to get my 16 slot bag. I'm not doing it anymore because there's going to be the changes coming in. And
yeah, that change comes in, that's going to be something that everybody's going to have to keep in mind. Now, I do know that those that are on the list already are going to be grandfathered in, so it shouldn't affect them. Yep. But any new Bloodthirsties after that change goes into effect, you're going to have to change your way of thinking about how you're approaching it. So, you know, try not to rely on the quest Bloodthirsties, just as a side note, because they're... the amount you're going to be able to do on new tunes after the change comes in is going to be tremendously lower.
That's
so
right.
Just, you know, keep that in mind.
Yep. And I mean, the biggest thing is Bloodthirsty is about killing. That's what the Bloodthirsty challenge is. It's not about going, oh, well, I can go do this quest, or I've got 30 quests I can do, so I'll go do the 30 quests. Bloodthirsty is about grinding through those levels of just killing. It's a grind. It is a big grind, especially to those that make it up to those massive high levels. So just please keep in mind these things, guys. Okay. Townie, can you take the next one, please, for me?
Sure. We got Dexter from Discord. Just wondering, it says no XP buffs are allowed, but rested XP is allowed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, no problem with rested.
Rested.
No, I mean, there's not much we can do about the rested because everybody's going to get it to some extent when they log out, whether they're in an inn or not. So, I mean, there's really not much we can do about it. And, I mean, if you really want to build it up and just sit there and wait, then that's kind of on you. So, and everybody gets it. So it's not like it's just exclusive to using an item where it's like, oh, well, this person got rested plus this. So no. So yeah. So the rested, we just kind of have to go with it.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. Tony, and we've got another one from Discord.
It's from Joe Maru. Any tips about gear in the big cities? I think there is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what do you use, Tanny? You use the vendor ones?
Yeah. I generally don't really buy much gear on my characters. I usually just wear what I pick up. I do sometimes when I hit like 40, I think it's 42 or 45, I can't remember now, you can get an upgrade of your gear. I usually do it about then. And always look out for, you know, your best weapon that you can get, really. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to pick that up in any main city. You just got to, if you know where the shops are, it's usually over near, there's a place in near the auction house in Stormwind, in the trade centre. There's that little shop just across the way. It sells all the weapons. You just go and pop in there, or, you know, you might have to look it up on Wowhead to find it.
Yeah, they've got a nice little grid over there.
Yep. And I think, you know, the main thing is if you're somewhere, have a look. Like, just remember to look through the pages. If the vendor has got, like, 4 pages, then check all 4 pages. I don't spend 20 minutes running around Stormwind looking for the vendor that you've just literally been at because you didn't go to page 3. Just saying, don't know anyone who's done that recently, but it's always a good idea. But definitely, white gear is good. You can get them. I know, I always forget the levels. 12, 17, 22... 32, is it?
I think it's 32.
Yeah.
Sounds so familiar.
Like, there are cloth, leather, mail. Plate vendor doesn't come in until at least 45. But your cloth, mail, and leather vendors do have stuff from up until about level 32, definitely. And, of course, you've got weapons that you can get, which are white weapons. So... just check them out. That's all good. It's not a problem. If anyone out there makes an add-on that can tell me, hey, you've just dinged. You can go get some vendor gear now. Please let me know.
Check your gear.
Yeah,
I will say, it's unbelievable.
I was on something the other night, and I looked at my gear, and I was like, why am I still wearing the starting outfit? Oh, good, I've not bought any vendor gear, and I think there was maybe two or three that I missed. I was like, really? Wow. Good one, Leda. Okay. So,
my Bloodthirsty, I've just been relying on what drops since the Bloodthirsties can wear the green gear. So I have it, and the green gear on my auction house can be a little high. So, so I'm like, well, I'll just rely on what drops, you know? And I'm trying to kill stuff. And I think I was level 37 in Feralis killing stuff. I think that's where I was. And, I was like, why am I so squishy? And I just kind of like popped open my gear and I was looking, I was like, oh, dear Lord, I have level 12 gray pants on. I was like, what am I doing? Have I not gotten any pants to drop in all this time?
Oh.
Or did I sell them and not pay attention that I needed them? I was like, oh my goodness.
It's quite hilarious when you realize it, isn't it? It's like, really? Really?
Yeah, now I'm like checking all my gear. I'm like, how bad am I dressed?
Exactly.
What do I need to ask my RNG for today?
Yes. So good question, though. That is also a good reminder for us to check your cities. And you do get used to them, like where the vendors are. You know, you do get used to them. So, but if not, Wowhead has got an awesome spot that you can look up items. Just remember to put in, you know, that you're looking for white and gray gear, vendors, you know, different ways that you can filter it and break that down, and they can give you the information. So do check out Wowhead as well for that. Okay, Nisi, what else have we got?
All right, so we've got another question from Frosty over there on Discord. Discord's been busy this week. So he or she say that they're doing the Bloodthirsty Challenge, and are you allowed to equip the artifact weapon? No one is allowed to equip the artifact weapon. We are not allowed to use the artifact weapon. If you really want, from a Bloodthirsty perspective, to risk opening that quest line, as soon as it gets equipped, take it off. Honestly, stay away from it. We don't need it. We don't need the little class hall thingy. A lot of people have died doing that opening quest for the artifact weapon. And since we can't use it, I don't think we need it. I know the irons, I think there's some quests you can do to get to a certain level to get around that whole quest chain, to get some quests to open up in Legion, if I'm remembering correctly. I can't remember who was testing it. But just don't bother. Just ignore it.
I think Zaya was testing quite a bit with the Legion and the artifact weapon, and one of his irons that became a tin, perhaps.
I think it was an iron monk, maybe.
Yeah, and died a lot. He said it was very hard. So
I think he was up to like 17 deaths at one point, maybe, or unless that was just his total altogether, and maybe he died from other stuff. But yeah. He did take quite a beating on that. And I know I died on my normal tune doing the one for the priests for the discipline weapon. So I was like, oh God, like, I don't even want to touch this. It's really just not worth the risk. I mean, and since you're bloodthirsty and we're killing things, you can get the green gears. So as you're, you know, getting closer, start putting some greens away in your bag. If it's still a couple levels too high and it's something you can use, hold on to it for when you get to Legion, or, you know, just keep an eye on your auction house for when something goes low enough if you want to hold on to it for later.
Okay. What else have we got?
Okay, and then I had a question for Stone because my brain can't remember half the stuff that's put into there. And I thought I had heard Stone mention it once, but then a question came up in Discord, and I was like, I'm suddenly unsure of the answer. So I basically clarified with Stone, if you get yellow flagged as a bloodthirsty for having, or I guess it worked, well, I don't know if it'll work for iron or not, it might. Basically, if you get yellow flagged for your kill number being too low, if you keep killing stuff, can you flip it back to green? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Just have to grind it out, keep and it should killing. Go back to green once you've gotten enough kills in.
Because Bloodthirsty's is 75% kill rate. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if it has that listed under the irons as well or not, but I know it's like that for the Bloodthirsties. Mm.
Excellent.
You can tell I don't dabble much in the irons.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Stone, for clarifying those up. Okay, Townie, we've got one more question that we got from Discord. Can you do that one for me, please?
Sure. It's from Adjicus, and he's asking, or he or she is asking, is trading with other players allowed?
Nope. No trading.
Nope. Definitely not.
Falls under getting help, guys. Sorry.
Yep. Again, remember, you're in a bubble. You're in your own little bubble. So no trading with anyone. You know, I have had people come up to me and be like, here, I want to give you 5 gold. And I'm like, nope. I mean, I know it's really sweet that there are some nice people out there that are like, oh, you're a little loby. Here, it's like, seriously, dude, like, you haven't seen my main. Like, I don't need gold over here. Don't worry about it. But
I
say no, thank you, kindly. No, sorry, I'm a challenge toon. I'm not accepting any help, and normally try to explain to it. Most people are okay with that. But yeah, trading things, like if you're trying to buy something off people in trade, don't do that. Okay, be in a bubble. You're being self-sufficient as a challenge toon. All right, just try and remember that self-sufficiency is what it's all about. Okay.
Now, that's not to say that when your toon dies that you can't send the stuff to your main or a bank alt. You can do that so that you don't lose it altogether. But while your toon is still in the hunt and green flagged and everything, no, can't do it.
That's right. And I think most of us have got some sort of bank toon or some sort of toon on a server where we've got our challenge toons that you can do that you can send all those bits and pieces to that, you know, if you're going to have toons on a server, yeah, you might want to. I mean, look, what's gold, the tokens up to, what, 146,000 gold? I tell you
I had to buy one the other day for some game time and all that hurt.
Yeah. And I mean, if you make that kind of money on your challenge soon, then I'd be going, I'm totally buying myself some game time. Like, of course. Absolutely. But, you know, it's only a bonus. To me, it's only a bonus if I do get that kind of money. That's the bonus. And I think that's the good way to look at it. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Good questions this week. Yes. Thank you for all of that. Thanks, guys, for helping us get through them. And again, thank you, Stone, for popping in and clarifying some stuff up for us, which has been really, really good. Okay, so we're running really, really long, which is good, but yeah, I gotta edit. Yay!
Sorry!
Yay! Did I mention? Yay! Anyway, so we've got, as he sent me 2 puns last week, which I used one for, so we've got the other one for this week. So Nisi, you can do this one.
Okay, so Azzy's pun. The person who invented the door knock won the Nobel Prize.
Thanks, Azzy. That was cute. All right. And we did get a Stirs science tip for this week. This is what we've called it. So you can distinguish an alligator from a crocodile by paying attention to whether the animal sees you later or in a while. I really like that. I love crocodiles. I will say that I am a huge crocodile fan. So as a kid, you know, that was one of the things I'd always say to my grandma. Always say. It was a thing that we would, you know, have back and forth. About see you later in a while, crocodile. That was good. So really like that. Okay, so thank you, Azzy and Stir, for those this week. Really appreciate it. All right. I have to say thank you to all our Patreons. Again, Stone's given me the list. So awesome. Thank you, Stone. So for everyone that contributes $5 a month, we thank all of our patrons. But we do like to make special mention to those that do that. So thank you to Azzy, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gottrick, Grand Negus, Lisanne, Never Died, and Zaya. Thank you, guys. It helps pay for the servers and all of that kind of stuff. So we really do appreciate the help. Okay, wrap up. Oh, my gosh. We're nearly done. So next week will be, the show will be Saturday, August 26th, 7 p.m. Stone time, or for me, Sunday, August 27th, 9 a.m. my time. You know what? It's going to be our 2-year anniversary show.
Woo! Oh, wow.
Excellent. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Where did the time go?
I know, crazy, right? I'm just like, looked at Stone like, oh my goodness, 2 years, really? Have we been doing it that long? That's... And then sometimes I go, really? It's only been 2 years. Oh, okay. it's quite one of those things. It's an interesting feeling. So yes, we will be up to, I'm sure, normal. Hopefully Twitch is nice to us next week. Stone will be back next week. I don't have to do this again, hopefully. But anyway, thanks to everyone who stuck with us, guys. We appreciate that. Thank you, Towny, for joining us today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We've learned lots. I've got some really good tips that you've, you know, that you've mentioned. And we really appreciate you sharing your journey, your challenge journey with us.
That's okay. You're very welcome. It's been nice to be invited onto the show.
So can you please tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you?
Sure. There's a few places you could get me. I'm on Twitter, Towny_wow. It's also Towny on Discord or Towny on the WoW Challenges forums. And I'm also in the Iron Man Challenge Guild on Earthen Ring EU. Mm-hmm. So either of those places.
Excellent. All right, and I'll have the information up on the website with the episode when it goes up later today. So thank you for that. Okay, Niecy, where are you?
Okay. where am I not? so let's see. I am on Twitter, and Twitter is at NiecyBGN. Facebook is NiecyBGN. Twitch, let's see, what's this one going to be? Ah, NiecyBGN. And I try to stream on Saturday nights, Sunday afternoon, and Monday night. I'm not streaming tonight, though, guys. I will be with you tomorrow, though. And I also am on the WoW Challenges Discord, and that's just simply Niecy without the BGN on it. So if you need me, you can usually find me there or on Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you, Niecy, for that. All right, so where you can find us, we have the website is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Twitter is @wowchallenges, which you can contact both Stone and I on, as well as we have the Discord server, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. Now, if you want to check out any links, remember, go to the wowchallenges.com website. They definitely have all the information there. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can see the videos, which are youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end. Remember, you can come catch us live on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges every Saturday night or Sunday morning for me. Again, I think there was a lot of Twitch problems today, so I don't know if that may have contributed to some of the issues that we have. But guys, thank you for those that did pop into the Twitch chat room. We do appreciate it. I'm really sorry about the problems. If it's beyond my control, I'm sorry about that. If it's my fault, I'm sorry about that too. But we've done the best that we could. And we're really thankful that we had Townie here to have a chat with. And the audio will be up a bit later anyway. All right. Don't forget, you can check out Stone. He is on Twitter at Stone Grasp. And I'm doing, you can't see me, but I'm doing his little grasping, his stones air movement thing he likes to do because, you know, that's what he does. You can also catch him and me on Adventures in Azeroth, which should be back this week as well. Don't forget, check me out on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW on the Twitters. I just have to say, for our intros, thank you to Markonen Wow. He is on Twitter, Markonen Wow. You can find him also on Torrin Think Tank, where he is a co-host with Jules. They do an awesome podcast over there. Other than that, that's a show. That's a wrap, guys. So, again, good luck to all our challengers this week. I hope you stay safe, have a good week, and just remember, you're in a bubble. Remember, everyone, you're in a bubble, but stay safe.
Yes.
All right? So, see yous. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.